joined in the studios now by Dave Matthews. And Dave helped start Spark of Life, and a website, sparkoflife.org, is where you need to go. And it's, well, Dave, it's an interesting road, because just talking to you here in the studio before you came on, you started out and you were a teacher in Monroe.
Right.
And
right.
Now you're living in Searcy.
Right.
So explain that track first before we get into Willie and Corey and how they came into your
life. Yeah, well, I preached and taught school in Monroe, Louisiana for 13 years, taught at Washtenaw Christian High School, where all the Duck Dynasty kids and grandkids go even now, and taught Corey in high school along with Missy Robertson, who's Jace's wife. So I taught both those in high school.
Okay, well, so we got some stories on them, though.
I was
going to
say,
some dirt, huh?
Yeah. Now, yeah. Where did Cy go to school?
I don't think he ever went
to
school.
No,
he didn't go to school. He went to NAM. I think.
He went to NAM. Yeah, NAM. There's no telling what he did.
Yeah, he's nuts. I tell you, these guys are so cool. They're the real deal. There's no phoniness about them. What you see is what you get with
them.
Well,
I think that's why it's lasted and why it's caught on, because as Americans, and I can't speak for myself, but they're smart. And so if they were, fake, well, what I'm saying is if they were fake, it wouldn't have caught on like that.
Yeah, Willie is really smart. The others don't. They're so smart, they don't want the job Willie has, but he is truly the CEO of that corporation, and he's taken it to a new level. But they're going to come to a fundraiser for Spark of Life, and I can only speak good things about them because of their generosity and coming, giving us their time for a great cause, and so we're very excited.
People can get tickets. They're $10. You can purchase them now, and they will be here this Saturday, January the 18th, and it's going to be at the Jack Stevens Center.
Yeah, Jack Stevens Center at 7. The doors open at 6. Tickets go from $10 all the way to $100. We still have some $100 tickets available. But Harding students, UALR students, or any college student in this area can show an ID at the door and get in for half price, any price ticket
so
for
$5.
Half price. They could get in for $5. And it's going to be a fun night of faith, family, and ducks. These guys are going to speak. Corey's worth the admission just to see Corey. She's a beautiful, elegant lady. I don't know how she got hooked up with Willie, but they're quite hilarious together because I've said this often. I think the women on the show are really the glue that holds this whole family together.
And it starts with Miss K.
Yeah, it really does start with Miss K. They're wonderful folks.
And Dave, when you walked in, the first thing you did is you looked at Matt and said, wow, with that beard, you'd fit right in with
the
guys.
Well, we would.
We
need to get you on stage, Matt, and compare beards.
Well, yeah, they got a little time on me right there.
About 10 years, I think.
They've got quite a bit of time.
Yeah, they do.
So give us one scoop on Corey back from her days in your class.
Boy, I wish I had something on Corey. All I can tell you, she's probably the best student I ever had. I taught there 10 years. She was in the top five. I mean, you couldn't really separate her from the top five. Elegant, even as an eighth grader. You know, a lot of eighth graders go through ugly stages. I know I did, and I got out of it a couple of years ago. But Corey never went through that ugly stage. I'm telling you, she was elegant then. She's elegant now. I met with them in their office in September, got to meet Willie, got to go to their office. Their office looked about like you guys' office right here.
Papers everywhere.
Yeah, papers everywhere.
Food.
And it was a joy to talk to them. I don't know if I can talk about Spark of Life just for a second,
yes.
What we do. Our grandson died in 2007, and we determined then to do something for those who had lost kids and lost other loved ones, and we started the Spark of Life Foundation, and we do three-day retreats in beautiful places for those who have experienced loss of any kind, and the demands have been so unbelievable lately, and in the last 5 years, we've done 28 retreats. 420 people have come to our retreats from 30 states, from Nigeria, Australia, and Canada. And we don't charge anything for the retreats. They're given as a gift by our foundation. We cannot charge people who are in grief to come to a retreat. So we give it as a gift. It's part of the whole weekend experience. We honor them, pamper them, and we give them a grief recovery method in a small group setting of about 16. And quite frankly, we need to raise money so we can do more retreats. We've done 28. We did 11 last year. We have on the docket this year to do 20 to 25. And I guarantee you we could fill them all up, but we have to have money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And So Willie and Corey heard about Spark of Life. They really want to help. We want to sell out the Stevens Arena. You know, you can go online, sparkoflife.org. You can come up to the gate and buy tickets. But we want people to come out, not only support Willie and Corey, but support Spark of Life as well.
And all proceeds from the event will go directly to Spark of Life and help those who have experienced devastating loss to attend one of the grief recovery retreats.
And this Saturday night at 7, it starts, as I said, we're going to have Trey McCauley is an artist, and Trey's from this area originally, and he's coming, and he's doing a painting of ducks and cypress trees. He's going to finish most of it before the event, but then he's going to finish the rest of it during the event, and Willie and Corey are going to sign it, and then we're auctioning it off, and we have 15 other items autographed by Willie and Corey that we'll auction off as well. It's going to be a fun evening. Bobby Cool is the name of a country and western singer from Nashville. He's going to sing. His name is really
cool.
Bobby Cool. And
well, your name's really Dave Matthews.
It is.
So,
yeah. I mean, your name's really Matt Jones, right? So anyway, it's going to be a fun night. We don't want people to think it's going to be about grief and dying. We're Spark of Life, and our goal is to give hope to people who've experienced devastating loss that though life will never be the same again, life can be rich and fulfilling again.
And I think one thing that draws people to Duck Dynasty and the show is not only the fact that they seem like just real down-to-earth people, but their faith that they involve in the show as well. Specifically at the end of every show, they're always around the dinner table and they're giving thanks.
And that's the real deal there. That Corey and Willie talked about that when I talked to them in the office that, you know, A&E didn't want to include that prayer. And they just told A&E, we're going to have the prayer. Basically, we're not doing the show. I mean, you know, that was basically what they said. And they now include the prayer. And Willie and Corey are really into adoption. We adopted a child when I was teaching Corey, and it came out in their book that Debbie and I adopting a child really influenced Corey as a high school student that she determined to adopt when she got married. And Willie and Corey are really into adoption. They had Sadie and John Luke and then adopted little Will, who is on the show, and then had another baby and adopted another child that was older. So they are really advocates of adoption. They, we have that connection with them, and it's all about glorifying God for them, and they want to use this fame to help other people, and they really do want to help others.
And Phil Robertson started making the duck calls and everything, and now Willie's taken over.
Yes.
Growing up, and I guess living down in Monroe in the times that you did you know about the duck calls that were being made?
Yeah, we did. Duck hunters knew all about the Robertson family years ago, and they've made these videos that are on sale at Walmart and I guess what's the other stores?
Bass Pro Shops and your
Target, probably.
And Target.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods and all that. They've made these duck videos for years and years, and then they added Buck Commander, and so they were actually on the Outdoor Channel, a TV show on the Outdoor Channel, and I have a good friend that works with them. He's their videographer, and he showed me a video of them probably 5 years ago that was on the Outdoor Channel. I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I said,
because they didn't have beards.
They had beards.
They were there too.
They had beards. But anyway, they've been doing this for years. Phil spoke at our church in Searcy about 10 years ago to a group of about 500 people on a Wednesday night, and we drew people from all around just to hear. And this was before he got famous. So they've been doing this for years. Just wonderful, wonderful folks.
Real quick, people need to go to sparkoflife.org for more information.
That is correct.
And they can also find about everything that Spark of Life does.
Yeah, we have retreats in 6 different states this year. You can register for a retreat online. You can give us a call online. If you know somebody's experienced loss and is struggling, or maybe you have, it doesn't matter if the loss was 30 years ago or last week. And we let anybody come to our retreats who apply and want to go. We don't qualify it. If you have a loss and you think you need to come, you're welcome to come to a Spark of Life retreat. All food, all rooms, all material given as a gift by the foundation at beautiful, beautiful places. We even do a retreat in Alaska on the Kenai River. We have a place given to us. Matt, you would fit right in. You need to come to one of those retreats.
Be awesome. Yeah, do you salmon fish up there or something?
Yeah. It's an incredible place.
Kilcher bloodline right there. Yeah, well, the Alaska last frontier right there.
You could definitely get some fresh salmon. You could also probably get some fresh crab up there as well.
Ooh, that'd be all
and
nice.
And Trey, if you'd grow the beard, you'd be welcome to come as well.
But he has his side beard, though. You can just strap that on.
I could get my side beard out and put that on.
But you know what? We'd love to have you guys come.
We want to thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Dave.
What you're doing, yes.
Thank you.